Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to a house meeting Christmas special. Ho ho ho.
Ho ho
ho ho
ho ho ho ho ho meeting, we should call it, shall we?
Ho ho ho's meeting, yeah. Strong stuff. So yeah, so this is us, you know, the usual caper of the three of us chatting about Christmas. We've, you know what, I think we really set the world to rights. There's going to be a lot of talking head shows, you know, picking through the thorny issue of Christmas. But I feel like we've taken it to a new level. We really have. If you want people talking about sprouts, have we got a podcast for you?
Oh baby.
Just to remind you that, of course, our Patreon continues apace. patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. If you would like to get yourself a Christmas present, then why not go along and sign up? You get hundreds of bonus episodes immediately, and new bonus episodes every single week. It's wonderful. I mean, I can't sing its praises enough. It's a wonderful community. I have a lovely time recording our Patreon episodes. They're really fun. They're really freewheeling, and it feels like there's a connection between us and the listener, which I love. It's great.
Absolutely. Give yourself a festive treat. It's a nice time of year to give yourself an extra little treat.
Why not?
Or give
Why
it to someone else. Surprise someone by making them a Patreon and see how they feel, whether they're listeners or not.
That would be a massive surprise.
Do you know what? Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Surprise somebody by signing them up to the Patreon and tell us how they react. Get in touch with us. pappysflatshare@gmail.com. After Christmas, tell us how, when they unwrap, however you're going to do it, when they open their card and you've written inside, congratulations, you are now a Patreon to a podcast you've never heard of. Tell us how they react.
It's a bit like when people say, like, you've adopted a goat.
Yeah.
In North Africa or something. It's that kind of present.
You've adopted
like,
three goats.
Greatest of all time. All right, then we'll enjoy the pod, and we'll see you on the other side for the usual stuff on the other side. I don't know why I went into that.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Oh, well, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Have you got your decorations up yet?
You know what? They've just arrived today. That's what's happening in the room next to this recording. Charlie has received some decorations. And the thing that this happens a lot in like a kind of like a Tesco delivery or something. Not like, I mean, I don't want to throw Charlie under the bus here. Not great with looking at the size of a thing before it's ordered,
right.
You know,
yes.
It's happened at Christmas before, you know, it's happened for our Christmas dinner where, you know, the bag of sprouts arrives in the delivery, and the bag of sprouts contains three sprouts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Before that's happened.
Are you sure they were cabbages?
Three big sprouts.
No, they were sprout size. I'm not sure. Also, who's ordering three cabbages, right?
Who's selling a bag of three sprouts?
They're like, it's like four,
you've had your three.
It's for the dinner for one, I'm guessing. It was a bag that you
right.
could it was a bag that, you know, you could stick in the microwave, and then in a minute and a half you've got sprouts done. That's what we had one year. So we had to make a mad dash out to get sprouts at the end. But yeah, so the decorations have arrived. Some first decorations have arrived. And I'll hold my hands up. I've not had any part in purchasing decorations. So, you know, there would be no decorations if it was down to me, just because I haven't done any decoration buying.
Yeah.
But do you not have any old decorations?
We've got old decorations for... Yeah, in fact, you know, we do have a few of them up in the loft. We've got some stuff for the tree as well. But, right. You know, new house, we want new decorations. And the star that she's bought, like a light-up star that she's bought, is... Well, for it, when it arrived, even in the packaging, you were like, this is going to be too big.
It's too big.
Yeah, I'd say it's a meter across as a star. I think it's designed to go in the window, you know, not as opposed to like on top of the Christmas tree.
Right, okay.
But if it was going to go on the top of a Christmas tree, it could go on top of the one in Trafalgar Square.
Wow.
It's that kind of size. So yeah. That's where we are Christmas decorations wise. How about you, Clarky?
Front lawn maybe.
Could go on the front lawn.
Roof,
yeah.
Is it?
Front lawn. Could go roof.
Although I mean, you get wise men and shepherds turning up,
flocking towards the front garden. Of course. Yeah, I mean, it could go front lawn. It could go. I mean, we'll just spike it into the ground. Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a bad idea, actually.
Or hoop it over your chimney.
chuck it onto the lawn and think about it in January. Just deal with it then.
I think, unlike the sprouts, I think too big a star is better than too small a star.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I think you've done okay there, because if it had come out tiny star...
Pathetic.
You'd have been gutted, you know?
Yeah. If it looks, yeah, if it was like, you know, the size of a postage stamp, you're thinking, well, this is not going to do it. You know, it's not going to do anyone any favour. It's not going to bring Christmas cheer to the house, is it?
Have you always been star on the top of tree?
We never do star on top of the tree, actually. Oh, in fact, we usually stick a little Santa on the top of the tree, which I know is not...
Oh, that's nice, though.
It's not what... It's a little sort of knitted Santa goes on the top of the tree, which is not... That's not a tradition, but... It's what we do. What about
you?
What are you on top of a tree?
I don't know. I'm just having this conversation. He's asked the biggest question, I've just realised. Like, I don't think I can ever remember buying Christmas decorations either. Like, I've always had them. And they've always been around, but I can't.
They're always around. Well, you should put them up one month of the year, Parry.
I tell you what, go out into your
front room now, see what the Christmas decorations are up, and tell us what you got.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the last time I bought a Christmas decoration.
You know, again, your new house this year, aren't you? So you want to get new decorations for your new house. But normally, as Clarky said, they're in the garage, they're in the loft, wherever. You're taking them out each year. It's you know, you don't need to. You're not chucking them away at the end.
We've got a narwhal.
What?
We've got a narwhal that.
I've seen that, actually. Yeah, is it like a little cuddly, like a little knitted felt narwhal? Is it that?
No, it's like shiny,
you got two narwhals in your house.
Sparkly narwhal. But I don't know the first narwhal, but it's like that was at the top of our tree last time.
Oh, wow.
And I can't remember being particularly pleased about that. I don't know, how's this happened?
We lost the star last year from the top of our tree and... spent kind of all Christmas umming and ahhing about whether we were going to buy a replacement, because I was certain it was going to turn up.
Lo and behold,
as we put the Christmas decorations away, we found it.
Is it like a kind of... it's a hell of a story, Clarky. But,
Christmas fable. One for the grandkids.
Listen, Parry, by the way, good stuff. Parry thought that was a great opportunity to eat a biscuit. Not a long enough story to eat a biscuit during that.
I muted my mic. I saw Parry, here we go.
He went, here we go. Clarky's got one of his classic Christmas fables. We'll sit back.
We'll settle in.
And the moral of the story is,
never ask me for an anecdote. That was one of the great anecdotes. A Christmas benecdote.
At least, you know, at least it was pithy.
Short. At least it was
pithy. Mercifully short.
Are you going to watch the adaptation of that anecdote that the BBC are doing this year? An animated adaptation of...
Everyone's in it. Bryden's voicing it.
It's the John Lewis advert, I believe, for next year.
Really, yeah. They thought they'd lost the star, but it turned out the star was inside them all along. Clark had sat on it.
It was a metre across.
Well, if it was the John Lewis ad,
I'll say that much.
If it was the John Lewis ad, it'd be like a narwhal or something or other. They can't just do a naturalistic advert.
I can't let this carry on any further. It's a narwhal.
It's a narwhal.
It's a narwhal. It's not a narwhal. I know it's a type of whale, but it's a narwhal.
You don't say whale on the end.
No.
I guess it doesn't have an E.
Or an H.
Is it just narwhal? I thought it was. Is it not
W-A-L? Again,
It's got a H in there.
It's got to have a H in there, surely.
I don't think so. I think it's just N-A-R-W-A-L.
I don't think it is, man. Let's have a little...
I don't think it is, man.
It's got an H, mate. You know what?
It does have an H.
It's also known as a narwhal.
I'm playing the H.
Oh, Clarky, you've been doubled down by Wikipedia.
Oh, God.
I love it when Clarky gets... look, it's animals. Right, I do have to say. Because you're talking about animals, I will say, I love it when that misfires. It's my favourite thing.
I can tell you what, the narwhal...
I mean, it doesn't often
misfire,
but when it does...
Monodon monoceros is a medium-sized toothed whale that possesses a large tusk from a protruding canine tooth. This is amazing, one year it couldn't find its tusk.
It
was there all along. What a fantastic story from a narwhal there.
The Christmas narwhal. The Christmas narwhal.
The Christmas narwhal. It's up there with a little match girl, that story, isn't it?
It's actually match girl. the eye's silent. Sorry, I simply cannot let this stand any longer.
What eye? There's no eye in Match Girl.
I'll let it ride once. There's no eye in Girl. In Match Girl. So there we go. So Clarky, when you lost the star and it turned up at the end, you had a starless Christmas.
Yeah.
And what was on top of your tree?
Zero diddly squat.
You didn't put.
This is last Christmas.
So it was already a bleak Christmas.
I think that's part of it. That's sort of, you know, you go like, well, why bother? Why bother with the Christmas? You know, why bother with the Christmas tree this year? We're not having proper Christmas.
We didn't
trying to
Christmas
find them
last.
Online. They range from kind of really underwhelming to massively overpriced to a meter.
The overpriced ones, I tell you what, meter long they are.
We've thrown a bit of money at the problem this year.
Well, I was going to say, like a meter long star. When you were purchasing that, not knowing it's a meter long, you must have been thinking, "This is quite pricey for a star." Is this an actual star?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask Charlie about it. It's literally just arrived. Honestly,
didn't just fall out of the heavens. That star's arrived. It's brought a hell of a crater with it.
Either that or Charlie's just been down Penge High Road for the turning on of the lights and like jimmied up a lamppost and yanked one down
while Lee Ryan was turning them on. They do get quite lively, don't they?
It gets a bit sprightly.
Are you hosting the local turning on of the lights, Crossbow?
No, I got invited to do a turning on of the lights in Carlisle, but I don't know why. I couldn't. I'm not traveling to Carlisle. I have no connection
It's a long way to go.
Absolutely.
What was on the table? Was it like 50 quid and a couple of mince pies?
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't even think they'd cover the travel, mate. Yeah, I think it's just if you want to be there, you can do it.
Did you just get invited to watch, mate?
Was it an open invite? This, you know, you say you were asked. Was it like just an advert in the paper? Does anyone fancy turning on our lights? Will someone please come to Carlisle?
It was an open letter in the Carlisle Gazette.
Why do you subscribe to that?
Yes.
Carlisle, please. I've let it ride for longer.
Are socks only useful for putting your feet in?
House meeting!
Well, last year we had two Christmas trees because... Not in a fancy way. One died before Christmas Day.
It's a really sad way.
Quite a sad way, yeah. It's like the little match girl in many ways. The little pine needle girl.
Set fire.
One just couldn't handle it. So we got one from like what I thought was quite a nice Christmas tree. You know, it was you know, one of the... It was in Crystal Palace Park. It was one of the ones in Crystal Palace Park. You know, you stroll around, you have a look at look at all the different Christmas trees, you see which one looks really, really good. We took it, you know, took it home, put it in the water and everything, you know, treated it beautifully.
Put it in the bath.
Popped it in the bath, like we're next to the narwhal.
Gave it a bath twice a day.
Yeah. But popped it in the water, spent ages... You know that the worst bit of putting up the Christmas tree is we've got one of those bases that has like three different screws, like a medieval yes. torture device on it, and getting it to stand even an approximation of straight up is a nightmare,
mate. As fell over at like 3 a.m. that's the other thing. Day of having it decorated.
If it falls over, yeah, fully decorated. As soon as it's fully decorated, keels over, scares the shit out of you because you're normally asleep. It waits till you're asleep.
Someone had broken in or something. You know, it was
pierces the cat through its belly, all that kind of stuff. You know. Anyway, so
that's the narwhal on top, isn't it?
It's on top of the tree. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so a couple of days in, it started to look a little bit off colour. It started to look a little bit yellowy rather than the lustrous green. And then a week in, we were like, I don't think this is gonna deal with it. It's not gonna make it. And we'd only bought it like a fortnight before, but it was clearly wasn't gonna make it to Christmas Day. So
Clarkie's tree didn't have a star on the top, and your tree topped itself.
My tree killed it. It was quite a bleak Christmas.
They all watched the have
daily
a tree.
Briefing. straight away after the daily briefing. You know that I think everybody remembers watching that at home when they announced that Christmas was cancelled. Right? it was so tough. I was sat at home, myself and Charlie, Cleo toddling around the place, and the second the announcement finished, the house over the road from us went out into their back garden and just launched a load of fireworks into the sky. It was like the biggest, I'll just fuck it. You know, I bought all these fireworks. We're going to have a lovely sort of, you know, whatever, Christmas
presumably
Eve.
Presumably that's
for
New Year's Eve as well.
Fuck knows, yeah. They were just like,
it's all out.
Just it's all going out. They're just, and also, like, not like,
it's tied a turkey to it.
Poof, psha, whoo, wee. It was just, like, they'd literally just, like, got the box, stuck some matches in it, dragging the box, just gone, you know, into the back garden, blah, 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 blah. It was mad. Anyway, I tried to move.
It was the 5th of November, though, wasn't it?
I mean, I remember it well.
Remember
yeah.
that day?
Yeah. So I got this tree, and I'm trying to, take it from the corner of the room to out in the back garden. I'm going to take just chuck it through the patio doors and get rid of it. And every inch I was dragging it, because also you have to sort of take it out of the water as well. Try and put some stuff on the floor so that you're not just getting water all over the carpet. Every inch I dragged it, it would shed, I'm going to say, 400,000 pine needles.
Yeah.
It was just carpet bombing. So by the time I got it across the room, it's like a knocked through double room, right? Basically the length of the house. I got it across the room, out into the back garden, and the entire, I just turned back, and the entire place, including the kitchen, was just covered in pine needles. It looked beautiful. I said, Charlie was out. I took a photo. I said, can we keep this as a sort of woodland glade thing? She was like, no.
Christmas miracle.
I'm back in 90 minutes. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. So it took an hour to get up all the pine needles. It was mad. And then I went and bought and I'm going to go there straight away this weekend, straight to the source. The vape shop. That's who sold the tree. The vape shop does Christmas trees.
Well, you bought a tree from the vape shop and it didn't last 2 weeks.
No. The vape shop was the tree that lasted. That was... So I went to Crystal Palace Park, the nice one with all the lovely middle-class people with their families pushing the trees around. Then I went to the vape shop. The vape shop sold me a tree and it was still good on New Year's Eve. It was wonderful.
They do give you popcorn lungs, though, the Christmas trees from the
That's right. And it did smell of butterscotch. I don't know why that was the case.
You can also get the vape scent for pine needles as well. So, you know.
There we go. Have a very vapey Christmas.
Vape it up an absolute treat.
Absolutely vape. But that's their slogan. It's written in snow on the window. Vape it up an absolute treat.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah, I've got to start. I haven't even thought about what to do yet in terms of
real tree. You don't have to start. You don't have to. There's no need to vape.
Real tree or fake tree? I've got a loft now, so I think I'm going to get a fake tree.
Put it in the loft.
Yeah.
Have a Santa's grotto up there and charge.
Fix the tree that it's going to lift all the way up.
I've made the mistake of having a fake tree in the past without having a loft, and you just resent it all year round. It's always there.
Yeah, I was considering it this year, and yeah, the idea of having to pack that away as well. We already have too much of our one-bed flat taken up with the Christmas decorations, let alone a tree as well.
It's up there with the tent at the end of the festival, you know?
What do you think about projection? If you could project a Christmas tree, because they take up so much room. Like, our thing is like, right, we've got to put it somewhere, and it's like, that's going to really into our space. So you kind of go, well, if you could project a Christmas tree onto the wall.
Like Netflix do the log fire.
Yeah.
If Netflix did, you know, you just put it on a loop, Christmas tree that you could then project onto the wall, into the corner. It's not a bad idea, is it?
It's going to go a step further. I'm going to go, how about a year-round tree? That you
is that a step further? I think that's a step in a different direction, Clarky.
Do you decorate differently for different seasons?
Oh, you know what? I think that's a good idea.
So that's like, it's like a pot plant, but you're sticking stuff on it.
Yeah.
So it's a potted tree. Okay, well, let's talk us through it. Obviously, Christmas is sorted. Next season is your sort of spring into Easter, right?
Lovely. Eggs.
Yeah. But you're not putting on eggs, like, on the 5th of January, are you? What are you putting on at the start of the year to suggest the end of winter?
I mean,
what,
actually, you have, not, like,
the middle of winter.
A load of resolutions.
Oh,
that you put on the tree.
That's good. You like peg your resolutions onto your tree. That's actually a good idea, actually. Yeah, I like that.
Autumn's a fucker.
Well, you've got to basically strip all the leaves off of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to spray the tree brown and strip all the leaves off. And summer's just a lovely pair of Bermuda shorts. So, yeah, it works out. Parry, I sense you're unconvinced by the year-round tree.
Yeah, I mean, for someone who just said, I haven't got room for a tree at Christmas, the answer to that problem isn't, we'll have a year-round tree. It's like, that'll solve my space issue.
But
I'll have it there all the time.
Storage, isn't it? If you can make a feature of it year-round, that's okay, but it's having to pack it away and put it somewhere else that's out of the way. That's the issue. For me, anyway.
Well, I guess that's true. It's, you don't have to worry about storage space if things are just constantly on display.
There you go.
Does it not
look nice? If it looks like it's supposed to be there,
and are you talking a real tree or
washing on it? If it looks like a Christmas tree, if it looks like a Christmas tree,
and it smells,
there's
like
no
Christmas
way
tree.
It's going to look like it should be there in March, no matter what you fucking put on it, right? You can stick a fucking top hat on it when it's hat season and no one's going to go, oh, great. It's like, there is no way.
Forget about the fifth season, hat season.
There is no way it's going to be like, oh, look, we put Union Jacks on it for the last night of the proms. You're like, a big whoop, it's a Christmas tree. You know, it still is a Christmas tree.
I think if you're hanging Union Jacks in your house for last night at the proms, you're eccentric enough to have a Christmas tree year round, I'd say.
It's something enough.
You're already a nutter. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Clarky.
All right.
I chased the idea down as far as I could.
All right.
But Parry came in with pure logic. And once again,
for space.
If you have a year-round tree, then the association with Christmas will probably dissipate over the years, you know?
Well, you know, people in their front garden have what is a Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
If it's in their front garden, and then they'll stick lights on it for Christmas, but the rest of the year people aren't going, "Oh, it's a bit weird. There's a house with a Christmas tree in front of it."
Well, that is the new. They are starting to sell them in pots, and the idea being that you take them into your back garden for the other seasons. I just can't do that.
It makes more sense, but I just can't be arsed. I know it's terrible, but also can't be bothered.
It's going to be heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a big 6-foot thing with a pot.
And also, you've got to pot it right so it doesn't die. That's a skill in itself, isn't it? Potting things so they don't die, which is a skill. You know, we haven't really managed that yet.
Your tree didn't last 3 days. If the vape shop pot it for you, you're going to be all right. And if what's going to be in that pot? Am I right, guys?
That's certainly smell of pot.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going away from the idea of just a tree, basically. I'd rather not, but I think I have to. I don't think I've got much of a choice.
Yeah.
So that's why I think like the...
It is nice once it's there. It does look wonderful. And are you a tree in the window kind of person, or are you a tree just for the family to enjoy? Do you want the world to know you love Christmas, or do you want the family to have a festive time in front of the telly?
I wouldn't put the tree in front of the telly because really
you
affects...
put it directly in front of the telly. It's all rubbish. It's all repeats. We're all going to gather around and look at the tree.
Well, it makes anything into a Christmas programme if you've got a Christmas tree directly in front of it.
Oh, it's the Christmas special of the news.
We're going to miss Clarkie's star at this rate. The BBC adaptation. No, not tree on show, no. But I mean, this year is different because this year it's tree wherever our daughter can't destroy
can't,
it.
Can't pull it down and,
And like that's what we're facing is the idea of like,
she can't manage the ladder, can she?
If we want a Christmas tree in our front room, we've got to take away Gloria's ball pool and replace it with something she can't touch at any time. So it's like thing that you like to play with and have a lovely time in? That's gone for something that should be outside, but it's inside and you're not allowed to touch it at all.
Yeah.
We're going to put shiny, sparkly things on it. You're not allowed to touch any shiny, sparkly things. And it's like, but we took all the thing that you can play with, we took away so we can have that there. Like, I just can't see that playing well.
Yeah,
that's tricky.
But my wife's very excited for it. But I think at that age, I would happily not have a tree until she's three, and then be like, "Look, we're going to do a tree now."
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I think
Christmas three.
I was going to say three is still pretty. I think, you know,
dicey.
Yeah, I would say 12. no tree till they've moved out, I think, Parry. But if you're worried about them sort of pulling stuff off the tree or pulling it over, I'd say wait till they've moved out, which in the current economy will be sometime in their mid 30s, and then you can have a tree, like a retirement tree for yourself.
My year round retirement tree.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
Do you tinsel?
No. We're phasing out the tinsel.
For environmental reasons?
No. For aesthetic reasons.
I think tinsel is also quite yeah, I think it's quite old fashioned. It's quite like it's the stuff. I was talking to my our friend Stu, who I was going to say my friend, but he's all of our friends.
I thought you, for some reason I thought you said I was talking to my tinsel dealer
down the vape shop. Old Tinsel Tony, yeah. Now I was talking to Stu, and I was saying that I think there's a sort of a slight generational thing of people our age, that lots of people our age like a slightly more gaudy Christmas, because that's the Christmas we were brought up with. Like in the 80s, it was big plastic tree with loads of multicoloured tinsel all around it, sort of basically looking like as many colours as you could possibly get around the Christmas tree. Yeah. And then
shiny foil, like concertina things.
Yes, loads of shiny foil concertinas hanging off the ceiling, and also the paper rings. Loops, the sort of chains of paper rings hanging from the ceiling that you'd make at school, and so all of that kind of stuff, a really big, bright, gaudy Christmas. And then slowly, as into the 90s and beyond, people were like, actually, I'm gonna have quite a tasteful Christmas this year. It's just gonna be green and red and gold and no other colors, and I'm gonna make it all quite classy. And I feel like a lot of people our age are kind of harking back to, oh, I want the gaudy Christmas. That's what I'd like, you know, loads of, like, for example, on our road there, I'm end of terrace. I'm the sort of, we're the sort of first house of the naff half of the road, right? It's all like, we're all the 1930s houses. On the other half of the road is all like the 1900s houses. They all look nice. So all the 1900s houses have got the lights outside, the kind of the teardrop, snowdrop type things hanging off the off the door frame, you know, that kind of stuff.
Fucking
classy, tasteful, maybe a little bit of blue, but mainly white, you know, like, you know, one or two colors, no more than that. From my house onwards down to the end of the road, you have got the inflatables, right? So it's right. You know,
the massive stars,
the 2 meter wide star, the Santa crashing his there's a guy who's got a Santa and crashing his taxi into the side of his house, that kind of nonsense, right? And I love it. Next door to us has a giant inflatable.
Santa's crashing his car into the side of his house.
Yeah, love it. You can, when I last year when I was taking Cleo to walk and see the Christmas lights, I'd never take her to the posh half of the street. I'd always take her down to see the, you know, the where people have really, really gone for it. They've got projections. Everyone's got like a little projection of a gobo spinning round on their, you know, and also as well, and some of them are really like, you know, they're really like, you know, Rudolph with a boner, that kind of stuff. Like, it's not that, but you know, that kind of, that side of things, as opposed to
his nose that's red.
But yeah, it's that kind of thing, and I think I like that sort of stuff, you know. I really like that kind of thing.
Are you going out into your garden at all? Is there anything going to be going on in your garden?
Well, I've been on the Wayfair website to look at some of the inflatables, and they're very reasonably priced, you know.
Well, compared to what you pay for a star.
We've had to remortgage the house.
We're just going to have to live in a star.
But yeah, so I'm tempted. I mean, next door we've got a big inflatable teddy bear dressed as Father Christmas, which is great. Flops around all over the place in the weather. It's great. I love that sort of thing. I mean, I love it when a house really goes for it at Christmas. I think it's great. There's a house.
I do too, but I am kind of the opinion it's great that someone else does that.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It's not going to be my bag, but good on you for doing it.
I don't know.
Well,
I think...
can't find your bag, can you?
And then at the end of Christmas, he found the bag, and inside was a star. But I think it's the same with Halloween. You know, as the kids get older, I'm excited to do more and more sort of crazy stuff to the outside of the house. When we went trick-or-treating recently, it was great. In fact, you know what? The posh side of the street did really good trick-or-treating as well. I mean, they've got the money to. But they... We were trick-or-treating at one house, and the woman was giving us sweets, and she went, oh, when you're standing there, mind out for my car. And I thought, chill out, we're not going to scratch your car, all right? You know, we just stood next to your car. She kept going, mind out for my car, mind out for my car. And I turned around and she had like a full on like corpse sat up in the car, like, you know, like it was, she'd murdered her husband. She's in prison now, by the way. Yeah. But no, it was like a, you know, like rags hanging off of her, like a skeletal face with like a big eye and stuff. It was great.
Wow.
Were
like, you so scared that you keyed her car?
She's got my baseball bat out. Kill it with fire. Yeah. It was, it's good. And I think that's the sort of thing, you know, that's proper Christmas. But if you want to see other people
that's
doing it,
proper
Clarkie.
Christmas, a corpse in your car, that's proper Christmas.
He's wearing
Happy
a Santa
Christmas.
Hat now.
Watch out for my car. Well, it's her year-round corpse, isn't it? It's her year-round corpse. You put it in there, you give it eggs at Easter.
Little like, chicks on his shoulders, yeah, it's great.
Unfortunately, it crashes into your neighbour's house on Christmas.
You should see it during hat season. That corpse has quite that.
Oh, my goodness. What a gorgeous bonnet it's wearing.
My people were doing that, weren't they, to in America, you know, like you can't, if you don't car share, you can't use certain traffic lanes.
Yeah.
People were getting pulled over because they'd built kind of like effigies to drive to work with so that it looked on the camera like they were car sharing.
Yeah, but doesn't also, isn't there someone, right, I'm gonna slightly get this wrong, I think, but isn't it Noel Edmonds who has a model in his car of a woman next to him,
so he can like drive. He's not driving alone.
Yeah, but I think he might even drive. I might have got this wrong, but I think he might drive a black cab with a model of a woman in the seat next to him, so he can drive in the taxi lane. Would that make sense?
Well, I think if you own a black cab,
you can drive in the taxi lane anyway.
I think so.
Maybe he owns a black cab, so he can drive in the taxi lane, and he has a model of a person in it, so no one gets in.
Yeah.
Although,
that,
but then you've got a light on the top. You've got a light on the top.
He's got a model of someone in it, so he's got someone to talk to. I think he's spun a few excuses for that model, and we all know the real reason.
It's so he can pull over into a lay-by and have sex with her. Of course it is.
It's like, no, it's lobby. Because people... Sorry, mate, is this cab take? Oh my god!
Talk about a crinkly bottom.
Oh dear. Blobby.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, we all would. We'd all love that,
Mr. Blobby, wouldn't we? Come on, let's be honest. Let's be frank. Think about it. It's hat season.
That's why Blobby World closed down, isn't it? Because of the, he opened it late nights for fellow pervos.
The dogging incident around the back of Blobby World.
That's right. Oh my god! Some shit went down in Blobby World. You know it did. You absolutely know it did. But yeah. So that's Noel Edmonds for you.
The first Noel. It is pronounced Noel, isn't it, Clarky?
House meeting. Can I have a lift? I live in London.
House meeting.
Have you guys, speaking very much as we did at the start with Sprouts, have you ever bought Sprouts like on the
pole
stick?
Sprouts on the pole.
Sprouts on the stalk.
Love it, yeah. Sprouts on the stalk, and they look like the sort of thing a medieval jester would hold, don't they? They look like they should have bells on, and you should do
it. Looks like something like someone used to bludgeon someone in gangs in New York or something.
There must have been a Midsummer Murders where somebody's died by being bludgeoned to get death by a load of sprouts, right? Because you can eat the evidence, can't you? If you've got a strong stomach, you could eat blood-soaked sprouts.
I mean, if you've got a strong stomach, you can eat sprouts full stop.
Oh, no. You know what? I won't have this. I won't have this cliche. They are one of the nicest veggies. I think people just don't know how to cook them. I think sprouts are amazing. I think sprouts are one of the best.
I am actually with you. I do love a sprout.
Of course you are, Clarky. I knew. That was it. I knew you were in bad faith there, man. I pulled you straight out of it. I knew. He doesn't even believe his own words here. Sprouts are amazing. You must be a sprout fan, Parry. You must love a sprout.
I try to, but it's hard. I think I get the kind of line, but I don't quite buy it. Like, I went through a stage of like people saying you've got to stir fry your sprouts. That's love when it. They really come to life. And
yeah,
it's like
stir fry sprouts. Not at Christmas, obviously.
But they're like, in my head, they're somewhere between it. They're not as good as a cabbage or a leek, you know. And I think they're like the cheeky upstart of that group. But I think they're the worst of that kind of lot.
Really? Well, why are they? What? But surely you'd love a cheeky upstart, being one yourself. I thought that is maybe that's what it is. Do you relate too keenly to them? You know how you often meet someone who's a bit like you, and you're like, I can't stand this person because they just remind me too much of myself. Is that what it is?
I
realise I'm asking quite a weird question there.
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to unpack it really, because sprouts are notoriously unpopular by most people. Most people don't like sprouts, apart from you and Clarkie, who are like, actually, I think they're all right. And you're comparing that to
the
me,
analogy
basically.
Works so further it's
like
and further.
Loads of people don't like you, but me and Clarkie think you're all right. We can stomach you. But they are an acquired taste. It's kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
Is that not fair?
Also, you're great with some pancetta. I've always said that about you.
I've always said you've got to stir fry your parry.
So that's what I'm saying about sprites. I mean, like, boiled sprites aren't great, and most people boil sprites.
Yeah, so. Madness. But then I think boiled vegetables aren't great, and most people boil their vegetables.
I don't know, man. Boiled broccoli, delish.
Steam it.
Ooh.
Steam your broccoli, man. Don't have a... Clarky.
He hasn't got any room, has he? His flat's full of trees.
I've got a year-round steamer.
You got a steam room?
I've got a... Yeah, I just pop a load of broccoli into my shorts and go into the sauna. Pop it out. And as long as people are happy eating blood-soaked to broccoli, then as long as you've got a strong stomach.
You pickle your broccoli? What's going on with this?
Broccoli and brine, anyone? Come on. This is good stuff.
Boiled carrot, I don't mind, although I do normally roast them. If you're roasting shit, why not?
Parboil and roast, yeah.
Are we going to go through all the vegetables?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Until we get to the one that was... I've said you're like sprouts. Return the favour. Parry, tell us who we're like, surely. Surely tell us I'm like
That's
a parsnip.
True, actually.
Even more unpopular than sprouts.
For the turnip and the parsnip.
The turnip, the parsnip and the sprout. He's pulled it back. He's not very popular, but he's the best of the three.
Yeah, exactly. And together, they're awful.
House meeting. Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating.
House meeting.
Well, here we are. The usual stuff on the other side.
Here we are on the other side. Yeah.
Christmas covered there, really, I suppose.
Christmas set to rights. Yeah. I'll say one thing, by the way, just about the last episode we did. We've had a few bits of correspondence about the Emma City Beef Brothers cold cuts. Oh, seems like God, everybody really enjoyed it. Which is great, because I had a great time chatting to Emma. I thought she was brilliant. I thought she's absolutely fantastic. But his name is Neil on Twitter. Yeah. He's got in touch to say that what I've been doing and what Al has been doing is called wish cycling. Have you heard of this?
No, but so go on.
Wish cycling is when you put stuff in the recycling to sort of allay your guilt about the fact that you're not doing enough, because basically now I've stopped throwing. I went through this list of things you are and are not able to recycle, and I'm recycling way too much stuff. And also as well, what you don't realise is it has to go through a machine. There's people there trying to pull stuff out as they see Crosby's house keys going down the conveyor belt, pulling it out. But if it hits the machine, which a set of house keys might, it jams the machine and it costs a lot of money. And actually, you're doing more harm than good. So like. There's a really good article on the BBC website about wish cycling, the do's and don'ts of being good at recycling. But suddenly my recycling has gone down to, it's almost halved, I reckon, since reading this article.
Oh, wow.
Because of the stuff I was putting away that I thought was fair game. To be honest, I do use it like a kind of, this, you know, like, it's like a sort of bin mark too. You know, like, it's like, oh, you shouldn't throw this away, but I'm sure the recycling people will know what to do with it.
Yeah, and maybe they'll want it. They'll just keep it.
Like corks from a wine bottle. I sort of go, well, it's sure it's good.
Surely
it's good somewhere. Surely it's good. I stick that in the paper and card recycling, corks from wine box. Okay, cork, it's card's cousin, isn't it?
You're trying to help.
I'm trying to help. This is it. I'm trying to help. That's why it's called wish cycling. It comes from a good place. It's the things you sort of wish you were able to recycle, but unfortunately, you really can't.
You can't.
So it turns out that, you know, Al and I are just good people.
That's what you took from that. Okay.
What I took from it is I've probably cost Bromley Council quite a lot of money. So they might take my house away. Anyway, that's that. This is going to be a fun month because next week we've got Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, which is a very special live episode, a recording at the Pleasant. Then we've got the Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown live episode, Christmas episode, which is all happening next week. So very exciting. Hope you can be there for it, but if not, then you'll hear it as it comes out.
Yes, that's right. And I interpreted that as, hope you're going to listen to it, but if you don't, then that's okay as well.
Which is also, you know what? It's like wish cycling, you know. I'd love everyone to be involved, but there are some, you know, occasionally someone just goes, no, I'll tell you what, I'm a set of keys. I can't. I'm a bit of cork, I'm a ribbon.
Well, thank you for listening. Advent's on its way, and today's episode was produced by Ever Caution.
Advent started, mate.
That's why I realised that.
I
opened my first Advent chocolate yesterday, and in the place of it was just a little note that said, ha ha, fuck you.
What, from whom?
From Megan.
Oh, okay, right.
She'd opened it.
The people in WH Smith really just didn't do a disliking to you.
Either that or the elf on the shelves got really serious.
Elf on the shelf's flipping you the bird. Right,
terrible.
Well, both
terrible
of us have tried to
with the man's advent.
We've tried to close the episode off strong, myself and Parry. We've not succeeded. Clarky, do us a favour.
I thought you were going to say,
Clarky, do us a favour. Don't do another penning. Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.